Shabbat Shalom. It is good to be back. I was thinking it had been a year, but then of course I was here for Rabbi Perlin's wonderful celebration of music and honoring. But since I've been with the whole community and we had such sacred holy days last year, it is really nice to be back in a new home here at TBS. It says on your sheet that we'll be singing Ozi V'Zimraya, but as I was driving here from Rockville, Maryland, it occurred to me how good it was to be back here, to be together. And I walked in and I saw my friend Neil and I saw Sandy and I thought how good it is. So we're gonna sing Hinei Matov instead, because I am feeling how good it truly is to be with friends, with family here. How good it is.
How good it is.
How sweet it is.
How sweet it is.
And then we'll all sing together. To be together on this day. Let's try it. To be together on this day. How good it is.
How good it is.
How sweet it is.
How sweet it is.
To be together on this day. It's page 7 if you need the words as well. Hinei Matov Umanaim Shevet Achim Gam Yachad. How good it is, how sweet it is to be together on this day. How good it is, how sweet it is to be together.
Shabbat Shalom, everybody.
Shabbat Shalom.
So I'm coming up here beyond the pulpit because I can't tell you how excited I am to be on the Bima with Cantor Rosalie Boxt. I mean, it's like it literally does not get better than this. Like, okay, I sat in a chair that's small. Okay, that's good. Okay, but knowing that Cantor Boxt was here, to work with Cantor, it's like, sign me up right now. So many of you know Cantor Boxt from last year. She was the cantor for many years at Temple Emmanuel in Kensington, and she's directs music for the Union of Reform Judaism, or Union for Reform Judaism. And I've known her for many years through NIFTY and through camp. And if I could pick any cantor in the world to be working with, it's Cantor Boxt. So thank you so much for being with us. And we continue with the candle blessing on page 12. And in honor of Pam's birthday, I'd like to invite Pam and Brian to come and lead us.
Before we take part in an age-old tradition of lighting the candles, Let us first take a moment to reflect on the meaning of the Sabbath. All week long, we work hard and strive to excel. Most of the time, we don't even have a chance to stop and look back at our accomplishments. Shabbat is our time to take a break from the rest of the week, to pause and collect the thoughts we've been too busy to think about. Most importantly, Shabbat is our opportunity to become whole in mind and spirit as we take time to reflect on our lives.
Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Kidshanu V'mitzvotav V'tzivanu L'hadlik Ner Shel Shabbat. Blessed are you, Adonai our God, ruler of the universe, who makes us holy with your mitzvot and commands us to kindle the lights of Shabbat. Amen.
Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu
We continue with Lechuna Ranana, which is on page 8. Together on the top of page 5. O source of light and truth, creator of the eternal law of goodness and of the impulse within us for justice and mercy, we pray that this hour of worship may be one of vision and inspiration. Help us to find knowledge by which to live. Lead us to take the words we shall speak into our hearts and our lives. Bless all who enter this sanctuary in search and in need, all who bring to this place the offerings of their hearts. May our worship lead us to acts of kindness, peace, and love. L'chad Odi, page 14.
L'chad Odi, L'chad Odi.
Together on the top of page 18. God, I thank you. You created this world full of beauty and love, peace and wonder, life and hope. You form morning and evening, the sun and the moon, the water that I drink and the fresh air that I breathe. You created me, my mind, my heart, and my spirit. All that I love is because of who you made me to be. The best gift you gave me is freedom. You built a world in which I can learn and grow, a world that is never completed, so that I may continue to enrich it. For all of this, for all your creatures, I thank you and praise you, God. Ahavat Olam is our prayer about revelation, about Torah, about learning. When I was in New York, the clergy had a meeting with the district school superintendent, and everybody was very concerned about values. What are the values in school? And she said, every single thing you do in a classroom presents values. And one of the most important values we have is never to embarrass a child. That if a child is having difficulty, we take them aside privately. That we honor each and every child. And I thought, values doesn't get better than that. Blessed is God who chose to enlighten us with the teachings, wisdom, and values of Torah. We in turn continue to choose to open our minds, hearts, and spirit and become one people bound by a sacred book of law, our Torah. In our life's journey, may we seek to understand and uphold your teachings. May we continue to strengthen our commitment to our people Israel and strengthen the bond with generations past through Torah.
Shema Yisrael.
Shema Yisrael.
Read together on 22. V'ahavta et Adonai Elohecha v'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha v'chol meodecha v'hayu adevarim ha'ela asher anochi mitzavcha hayom al levavecha v'shinantam levanecha v'dibarta bam v'shivtecha v'veitecha uvrechtecha v'aderech Ushochbecha uvkumecha, Ukshartam laot al yadecha, Lahayu latotafot bene necha, Uchtavtam al mezuzot betecha, Uvisharecha, Lama'an tizkeru ba'asitem et kol mitzvotai, Vitem kidoshim leohechem, Ani Adonai Elohechem, Asher hotzeiti etchem me'eretz Mitzrayim, Liot lechem le'ohim, ani Adonai Elohechem.
The Jewish liturgical calendar organizes time in three different ways. We have the time of day, the day during the week, and the time of year. And each of our liturgical sections in a given service are often changed based on the time of day. We don't say the same prayers in the evening about night descending as we do in the morning when the sun has risen. The middle part of the text, for example, in the Micha Mocha, which we're about to sing, is different in the evening and the morning. But we imagine that if we had been away all summer, traveling in another part of the world, and weren't quite sure what time of year it might be, maybe even what time of day, if there was no, I always think about places like Alaska, where they have like such limited sunlight. How do they know when it's like morning and evening in the calendar? We know that by walking into a synagogue. Not only because of the certain prayers that we say tell us whether it's nighttime or morning, certain prayers tell us if it's a particular holiday, but the melodies are what give us our most rapid cues as to the time of year. So lest anyone wasn't quite sure that we were preparing for the holy days, right? If we were approaching Hanukkah, what's the melody that we would hear for Hanukkah? Na da 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 da. Right, so if you heard that now, you'd think, wait, I'm not prepared with my candles. I thought we were having brisket and matzo balls. So each time when we approach the holidays, to begin to turn our minds, it's sort of like taste. The sounds that we hear just begin the subtle shifts of our hearts and our spirits and our minds towards preparation for the holy days. We always use Micha Mocha because it's a text that's in every one of our services, morning and evening. Micha Mocha is a great place for us to give these musical hints. So we will join in the melody of Micha Mocha to prepare us during this Elul for the Lashana Tova melody for the holy days. So lest you forget, it's coming. Micha Mocha ba'elim Adonai, Micha Mocha nedar b'kodesh. No. Uvanecha, Poke Ayam, Leaf Ne Moshe, Umiriam, Zelianu, Veameru, Adonai, Leolam, Evahed.
The middle of page 25. Grant us, O eternal God, that we may lie down in peace, and raise us up, O Sovereign, to life renewed. Spread over us the shelter of your peace. Guide us with your good counsel, and for your name's sake be our help. Shield us from hatred and plague. Keep us from war and famine and anguish. subdue our inclination to evil. O God, our guardian and helper, our gracious and merciful ruler, give us refuge in the shadow of your wings. O guard our coming and our going, that now and always we have life and peace. Blessed is the Eternal, whose sukkah is spread over us, over all your people Israel, over the whole world, and over Jerusalem. The Shamru, our joyous song that Shabbat is a sign of the relationship between us and God, on page 27.
Shamru.
We can we continue with the tefillah on page 29. Please rise. Baruch Ata Adonai, Eloheinu Velohei Avoteinu Veimoteinu, Elohei Avraham, Elohei Yitzchak, Velohei Yaakov, Elohei Sarah, Elohei Rivka, Elohei Rachel, Velohei Leah, Ha'el Hagadol Hagibur Vahanora, El Elyon, Gomel Hasadim Tovim, Vikone Hakol, Vizocher Haste Avot Veimahot, Umevig Ula Livne Venehem, Lamaan Shemo Ba'ahava, Melech Ozer Umoshia Umagain, Baruch Ata Adonai, Magain Avraham Viezrat Sarah. Bottom of page 30. Ata Gibor Laolam Adonai, Mechaye Hakol Ata Rav Lahoshia, Melchakel Chaim Bechesed, Mechaye hakol berachamim rabim. Somech noflim verofech holim, umatir asurim. Umekayem emunato lishene afar. Mi chamocha baal givurot, umi domelach. Melech meimit umechaye, umatsmiach yeshua. V'ne'eman ata lahachayot hakol, baruch ata Adonai, mechaye hakol. Bottom of page 32. Kadosh, 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 Adonai Tzvaot, melochol haaretz kevodo. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is filled with your glory. You may be seated.
The bottom of page 36. Modim anachnu lach, we give thanks.
Modim anachnu lach, modim anachnu lach, modim anachnu lach, modim anachnu lach. That's the whole thing, modim anachnu lach, modim.
Some things that we are thankful for on this Shabbat. Just mind telling the whole community here together. What are we thankful for?
A sunny, beautiful day.
A sunny, beautiful day. That's nice. What else? Yeah.
Our family.
Our family. Thank you for that. Our community. Health.
As we watch the moon go from full to all the way down, we know we are making our way to Rosh Hashanah, because when we get to that new moon, it is the start of a new Jewish year. And among the things we think about as we get ready to enter a new year is what will our community, our nation, and our world look like in this year to come. One of the biggest things we pray for and hope for and work for is a place of peace. That we are in a place of peace and that everyone across the globe can be safe in a place of peace. We keep this vision in mind as we join in Shalom Rav, a great peace on the bottom of page 39.
Shalom Rav, all Yisrael Amcha, Tasim, Tasim.
Shalom Rav,
We also pray for peace and for healing for so many. I sometimes look at the back cover of our service booklet to remember how many beloved members of our congregation are in need of healing, how many loved ones, friends, and family members of our community we keep in our hearts along with our own friends and loved ones. As we join together for our prayer for healing, we always look forward to everyone on this list being taken off, going off into life healthy and whole. And while that process happens, that at least there be comfort and peace within. Misha Berach, page 45. Continue silently.
Page 48. Yehi u'l'ratzon imrei fi ve'hegyon libi lefanecha.
So this week we approach the opening of religious school, the opening of public school, and story about kids, different ways of looking at the world. So there was a couple that once had twins, and one of the twins was an optimist, the other a pessimist. The optimist always found something good, the pessimist just couldn't find anything good. The parents became worried and went to a psychologist and said, "What should we do?" And the psychologist said, "Well, here's what I think you should do. What I want you to do is for the pessimist, go out and buy all kinds of new toys, wrap them up really nicely, and give them to the pessimist. For the optimist, why don't you go to get a box of manure?" Okay, they really liked manure when I was in Texas and when I was in Omaha, when I was in Wisconsin. Get a box of manure, wrap it up, and give it to the optimist. And hopefully that'll balance the two out. So the parents gave them their gifts. And about 15 minutes later, they went back and the pessimist with all these new toys, he was crying and crying and crying. "Oh my God, my friend has this one and it's better and this isn't the right color and what about the batteries?" And all these new toys, he was crying. They then go into the room of the optimist and he is as happy as he could be. He's digging through the manure. His parents say, "Why are you so happy?" He said, "You can't fool me. Where there's this much manure, there's gotta be a pony." So I can stop here, go home, we'll all be happy. So there are, though, many different types of people we encounter. And the other night, as our teachers came in, knowing the kids are starting school, as the Madrachim came in, you know, each of our students is a little bit different. And we respond to each, being fair, but each in a different way. Because even more than the facts that we teach are the values that we teach. From our greatest teachers, it wasn't the factual lessons, but we learned how to live our lives. So I got to tell you at the same time, because I always want to try to include the Torah portion, we got a difficult Torah portion this week. Kids, you can fall asleep for the next 3 minutes. It's a little bit scary, but it'll turn out all right at the end. So the Torah says, if someone has a wayward and defiant son, daughters, you're all okay, doesn't listen to mother or father, doesn't obey them, that you bring him to the elders of the town, and I'm going to be sort of speaking in code, say, our son is disloyal and defiant, the town's council does away with the child. Don't worry, though. The rabbis wouldn't let that happen. And the rabbis, amazingly, set up barrier after barrier. I know, you're trying to figure out what they're talking about. I can read it on your lips. You're safe. Here comes the good part. The rabbis set up barrier after barrier so that a child could be brought back into the community and be forgiven. And in one passage, a Hasidic commentary says, this was never carried out, so why is it in the Torah? So you get the merit for studying Torah, not making it up. But it goes on to say that it talks about an important value, that when parents are speaking and trying to rear a child and talk about values, that success comes when they speak with just one voice. Just one voice. Yeah, both kids are asleep, you're fine now. Yeah, so each year, this time I talk to religious school teachers, the first thing I always say is thank you. And as we think about starting really in any walk of life with new employees, new staff, but for me, I always bring to mind my guidance counselor from when I was in ninth grade. You know, I was in ninth grade, it's hard being the short, chubby kid, but I found my place. And my place was to be the manager of the teams. It was soccer, or it was basketball, or it was track. Eventually, I lost weight and I ran track, but, and Mr. Wilson was the guidance counselor, but he was also the coach of the soccer team. Now, this was 40 years ago, before soccer was the major sport that it is now. For real soccer players, please forgive me. But when I was in ninth grade, I got to play fourth string goalie. Now, that was pretty amazing. When we were up by seven or we were down by seven, I got to go out and stand in front of the goal. But he saw something, and it's something that I always remember. He saw below the surface, and he thought, boy, he'd also like to be part of the team. And I got to be part of the team. And it's something that I always, always remember. It was a small thing, but our greatest mentors are the ones who see below the surface. So one of my favorite books is by the author Naomi Rosenblatt. It's called Wrestling with Angels, what Genesis teaches us about our spiritual identity, sexuality, and personal relationships. She talks about Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 and 27. That's where it says, let us make human beings in our image after our likeness. So God created the human beings in the divine image, creating them in the image of God, creating male and female. This is the most beautiful commentary. So she says, being created in the image of an infinite God means that our spiritual potential for growth and transformation is limitless. If there is no ceiling on the concept of God, then we who are made in God's image have infinite space to grow. We never reach the end of our potential, never. If we define ourselves as being made in the image of God, no one can ever define us. Being made in the image of God invests us with a portable spiritual center. Wow. It's one of the greatest gifts a teacher can give to affirm the unlimited potential of every student, to see that each has gifts to give to each other, to give to the world. And as you've heard me say many times in the meet and greets, the synagogue is the place where you're accepted for being you. But now let's talk about the difficult question for a moment. What about that child who is really, really difficult? Now I'm not talking about, you know, I'm talking about day to day. I'm not talking about, you know, over the boundaries where professional intervention is needed. So I want to tell you about one of my favorite kids. His name is changed to protect the innocent. So we'll call him Eddie. And Eddie was the youngest in his family. He's a really tough kid. So how tough was he? When he was 4 years old, he bit another kid through his coat and left teeth marks. Eddie was tough. In seventh grade, when I taught him, like all the other kids sort of gave Eddie his space when, you know, he made jokes like everybody was sure to laugh with Eddie. But as Eddie grew, by the time he was in 11th and 12th grade, he was one of the madrichim for our youth groups. And, you know, he still had that tough, fun part of him. But he was the student that would always come early to help me set up, to scoop ice cream. He was the one that if I had rowdy groups of boys, that he could go with them. And even more, if there was anybody with a disability, Eddie would be the first one to reach out to them. And from Eddie, I learned this incredible lesson. Today's behavior problem is tomorrow's leader. That, we talk about habits of mind in meditation practice, or the filters through which we learn to view the world. So whenever I see a kid that's a little bit difficult, I'm saying, what can I do to help that one be a leader tomorrow? So the last idea is the idea of what we're about. We're about empowering, and the word is overused sometimes. But I'll give you an example of what we're about. So when I was in New York, one of the members of the congregation owned three private camps. I mean, these were the high-end camps that it took a lot of money to go to over the summer. And over lunch, we were talking one day about, so what's the difference? I was with her and a lot of the staff from her camps at a conference, 3,000 camp people. And so we're talking about what's the difference between the private camps and between Camp Harlem, Kutz, or the Six Points camps. And she said that at our camps, we're in the entertainment business. We compete with Disney and with teen tours. And I said, at our camps, we're about the empowerment business. That really the goal of every camper at some point is they see their counselors leading programs, and they want to be the ones up who are going to be leading in the next generation. And when you think about it, that it's amazing that from the first days of Reformed Temple youth groups through the 60s and 70s until today, that there's this wonderful commitment of passing on our traditions. And it really has this incredible power here at TBS, where I look around the room, so many of you are teachers, where this is a community that passes on the values to children, where the madrichim are so excited to work, and where people even go on in college to be leaders, or to be even a few become rabbis. I want to take a moment also to thank Rabbi Rappaport. She has been working incredibly hard just getting the school ready to go. So really, thank you so very, very much. It's going to be ready? It's going to be great on Sunday. And so that's what we're about. Yeah, the optimists, the pessimists, how do we view the world? For kids, for anywhere in our lives, we're about viewing the world by seeing that everybody has this unlimited potential, this gift to grow. And so thinking about Sunday and thinking about the values of this congregation, I'd finish with words from Danny Siegel. And they're marvelous words. May your eyes sparkle with the light of Torah, and your ears hear the music of its words. May the space between each letter of the scrolls bring warmth and comfort to your soul. May the syllables draw holiness from your heart. And may this holiness be gentle and soothing to you and to all God's creatures. May your study be passionate, and meanings bear more meanings. Into life it raise itself to you as a dazzling wedding feast. And may your conversation, even of the commonplace, be a blessing to all who listen to your words and see the Torah glowing on your face. Shabbat Shalom.
We continue with Aleinu on page 53. Please rise. Page 57. We all stand together to remember those whom we have loved and lost, to remember those whose lives were taken because of who they were or what they believed, to remember those who perished in the Holocaust or by acts of terrorism, to remember those who died in service of our country or of our people, to remember those who have no one left to say Kaddish, to remember all their lives and the blessings they brought to the world. We all stand together. And as we prepare to stand together for Kaddish, we remember all these loved ones, members, family, and friends of members whose lives we will honor at this time. During the year of mourning, we remember our beloved members, Sheldon Miller, Toby Konigsberg. We mourn the losses in the last 30 days for our members, Marjorie Boyd, aunt of Greg Mills, Florette Salzman, cousin of Amy Ahrens. Our member, Betty Davison, mother of David Kleinman, mother-in-law of Sandy Kleinman, grandmother of Jason and Kevin. We will think of her dearly and say her name here to remember her in the year to come, every week. B. Frank Schur, father of Steve Schur. Our thoughts are with you this week. Joseph Schindelman, cousin of Sue Cohn, and Sidney Copeland, great uncle of Jay Copeland. We remember the Yahrzeits, the yearly anniversaries of death this week, of B. Shapiro, Marvin Dettelbach, Rose Warm, Louis Dula, Margaret Franco, Irving Katz, Ben Linfield, Grace Rocklin, Marion Courtney, Colonel Sanford Winston, Zeke Janiak, Sydney Karopchak, Eric Arndt, Neil Armstrong, Bill Bish, David Bukema, Willis Rich, Beatrice Rubenstein, Laura Cohen, Isidore Gurman, Francis Thomason, and Benjamin Friedman. We think of all of them and all the good and blessings they brought to the world as we stand together for Kaddish on page 60. Yitgadal v'yitkadash shemei rabbah, v'yama divarach erutei v'yam lechmalchutei, v'chayechon uv'yomechon uv'chayei decho beit Yisrael, v'agalau v'zman kari v'yimru, amen. Yehei shemei rabbah mevarach le'olam olmei olmaya. Yitbarach v'yishtabach v'yitpa'ar v'yitromam v'yitnaseh, V'yitadar v'yitale v'yitalal shemeid kudsha barichu. Le'ela min kol berchata v'shirata, tushbechata v'nechemata, damiran b'alma v'yimru, amen. Yehei shlama rabba min shemaya, v'chayim aleinu v'al kol Yisrael, v'yimru, amen. O se shalom b'mromav, hu ya'ase shalom, Aleinu v'al kol Yisrael, v'imru, amen. V'imru, 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 amen. V'imru, 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 amen. We move from this sacred moment of memory to celebrating the joy of Shabbat with Kiddush, with Motzi, and I'd like to invite up anyone who is a teacher, anyone who is a teacher in our religious school, anyone who's a teacher during the week, anyone who is a self-defined teacher. Come on up. We honor you. Thank you for all that you bring to the world. So who's been teaching in the religious school the longest of you guys? Yeah. Page 61. And you can all scoot up.
The seventh day is consecrated to the Lord our God. With wine, our symbol of joy, we celebrate this day and its holiness. We give thanks for all our blessings, for life and health, for work and rest, for home and love and friendship. On Shabbat, eternal sign of creation, we remember that we are created in the divine image. We therefore raise the cup in thanksgiving. Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, borei peri hagafen. Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvotav, v'ratzavanu, v'shabbat kosho, v'ahava uvratzon hinchilanu, zikaron l'maaseh bereshit, ki hu yom tehillah l'mikra'e kodesh, zecher l'tziyat mitzrayim. Kivanu kacharta, v'yotanu kidashta, mikol ha'amim, v'shabbat kodshecha, v'yahava uv'ratzon, hin
Adonai Mikadesh HaShabbat. Amen.
Donna, you're up here with us in spirit. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam hamotzi lechem min haaretz. Amen. You may be seated.
Now that we're up here.
Shabbat Shalom. I'm Neil Seiden, president of TBS. Welcome to tonight's worship service. I'm still looking for my pony.
For your what?
For my pony. I'll get closer to
the parking lot.
It's in the parking lot. So I don't see anyone that's visiting or new tonight, so I'm going to skip that whole part. Yay! Thank you to tonight's board members and ushers, Saul Schwartz and Gary Cohen. Thank you for your service. Thank you, Oneg helpers, if you can hear me. Thank you, Rabbi Rappaport and Rabbi Crystal, for leading us in tonight's worship. Welcome back, Cantor Boxed. Thank you for sharing your musical gifts with us and warming us up during Elul as we reflect and prepare for the High Holy Days. I'm also pleased to let everyone know that after the High Holy Days, when you think Cantor Boxed won't be around until a year from now, she's going to come back in April and May, so keep your eyes out for when she'll join us again. I didn't mention the greeters because I was keeping them for last. The greeters tonight were Pam and Brian Duttelbach. So I want to tell you a little story. You now know that tonight is Pam's birthday because Rabbi Crystal invited the Duttelbachs up to light the candles. Thank you for that. Earlier this week, Brian wrote me a note and said, you know, in years past, I've been able to sneak Pam's name into the folder, and she made me promise not to do that. Because Pam didn't want you to know that tonight was her birthday. So thank you, Rabbi Crystal, all right. So Brian wrote me this note and said, could you mention Pam's birthday from the Bima? So this is what I was going to say, if you didn't already know it was Pam's birthday. Brian promised Pam that tonight he would not follow his tradition of announcing Pam's birthday in the service folder. Pam's birthday is today, 8/24. Brian did not promise Pam that he would not make a large donation and ask me to announce it from the Bima. So thank you, Brian, for the large donation. And from Brian and us all, happy birthday, Pam. And parenthetically, I'm just kidding about the large donation, but it is a good fundraiser. So as always, be sure to consult your email, Cole, TBS website. And everything I was going to say is in your service folder, so I'm not going to say that, but I have two last things. Lorton Community Action Center needs paper products. And if you want to know which ones, ask Pam, because it's her birthday. Shabbat Shalom, wishing you a peaceful Shabbat and a great next week.
And you must come back next week because the kids are ruling the shul and they are so excited to rule the shul. I cannot tell you how excited they were. And I will tell you the number one, they all wanted to do everything, hands up, hands up, hands up. But the thing that by far was the most popular part of the service that everyone wanted to do is the president's announcements. So I did have to break them up into three parts for next week, and still there were many disappointed folks. We'll have to do it next year. We will conclude with the singing of Havana Shira, correct?
Yes.
Yes. Havan Asherah on page 7. So tonight, before the service, those of us who are here met a number of families who have elementary school-aged children, had never belonged to a synagogue, had never gone to religious school, and in kind of shopping around, have found over the last maybe few months, taught Shabbat, family service, coming here for whatever, they found a community that they felt, you know, this is where we want to make our Jewish home. And their older children, who to this point have not had any Jewish education, will now start a Jewish education. And imagine how many generations will come from those children who might have been lost to Judaism, but are now part of the chain of tradition. And it is because of all of you, because all of you are who make TBS the amazing place it is that draws people in who maybe could have fallen away from Judaism, but instead have come home. Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmarecha. May you be blessed and comforted with the knowledge on this Shabbat in the week ahead, what an amazing mitzvah each and every one of you has done for not only our community, but for the Jewish people. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.